She is silly, says Nanny, patting my back. In this house, there's plenty of rooms for everyone. But Simran's right. It's nice for you girls to share. Here, have more rice. I can barely get my words out. No more, please. I wish I hadn't come, and I really don't want to cry. Inside, Aunt Simran and Sophia are arguing.
But I thought Naniji said she never wanted to see him again.
Sophia's making no effort to keep her voice down. Her words shoot onto the veranda like poisonous arrows.
He ruined this whole family, and she?
Aunt Simran cuts her off.
That's enough, Sophia.
He? Was she talking about Dad? Why do they all hate him so much? Why won't anyone tell me what's going on? I grip the edge of the table and think I might throw up. I feel totally homesick, and if only I could get a signal on that stupid phone Dad gave me, I'd ring him right now and tell him to come back and get me. Except I'd be in the way there as well.
It's not Dameron's fault. It's Aunt Simran's voice now. You will make her welcome, Sophia, despite everything that's happened. Now go to your room.